I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The Minnesota American Legion baseball season has been canceled for 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. American Legion baseball programs across the country have shut down, resulting in team insurance being unavailable through the National Legion Baseball Program. The national level last month canceled the American Legion World Series, which was planned for August, and the national program announced last Friday it would provide no national level support. With 357 teams signed up for 2020 in Minnesota, the state's American Legion baseball is the largest among all 50 states. Participation in Minnesota American Legion baseball dates back 98 seasons to 1923, with the first state tournament in Mankato in 1926. But 2020 has broken a run that saw Minnesota as among only three states with that continuous string of tournaments. Major League Baseball is expected to make its first formal proposal to the union, likely on Tuesday, on how it envisions the season could be played. The most likely proposal would have spring training 2.0 start in June and last for 3 weeks, with a 78-82-game season opening in early July. There are those in the game who are still holding out for a 100-game season, with more doubleheaders, fewer days off, and even pushing the regular season back into October. There would be expanded playoffs, no minor league feeder system for this year, and enlarged rosters. Canada currently has a mandatory 14-day quarantine for anyone entering the country, so the Toronto Blue Jays likely would have to play their games in their spring home in Dunedin, Florida. Major League Baseball still has to demonstrate to the Players Association that it has a plan to keep players safe from the coronavirus. One way is to have six-game series in each city, allowing a team to complete its season series against a club in that park and not have to travel there again. Major League Baseball likely will propose the playoff system it was hoping to implement for 2022, which would expand from 10 to 14 teams, with first-round byes for the teams with the best record in each league. The other division winners and the best wild card would get to pick their opponent among the remaining playoff teams in the first round. It was the greatest UFC fight ever heard. Justin Gaethje landing 136 punches and kicks, and of those, approximately 136 were bombs. Not one thwack or thud was drowned out by fans. Gaethje took out Tony Ferguson when referee Herb Dean mercifully stepped in at 3 minutes 39 seconds of the fifth round after Ferguson staggered against the cage. For the past 2 months, major sports in the United States have been shut down. Dana White insisted all along that the UFC would be back in business before anyone else, and he was true to his word. But the most unexpected sound of all came right before the main event. Bantamweight champion Henry Cejudo had just knocked out a legend, two-time former champ Dominic Cruz, and when he stood next to Joe Rogan for his interview, Cejudo had more than the fight on his mind. He said, "Joe, I'm happy with my career. I've done enough in the sport. I want to walk away, so I'm retiring tonight." Some fighters confessed that they could hear commentary from cage side that proved useful in their bouts. Among them was Greg Hardy, who in a post-fight interview in the Octagon attributed a mid-fight adjustment to what he heard from one of the TV guys' analysis. Hardy, who won a decision over heavyweight Yoan de Castro, said, "Shout out to DC. I heard him tell me I needed to figure out how to check kicks, so I started trying to check them. Game changer." Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.